Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Masechta Metzia, and we are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Hasachus Apar Lachros Bahar V'Charis Babika. If you rent a cow to plow in the mountain, and instead you plow in a valley, so Nishbar Kankan Pater, if the plow beam, the wooden beam that they use to attach the blade that cuts into the ground with breaks while you're plowing, so you're Pater, meaning you didn't do what you were supposed to do, but it's not your fault, because if you would have done what you were supposed to do and plowed on a mountain, then which is harder to cut through the ground, then it for sure would have broken. But Bika v'charash baharim nishar kan kan chayiv. But if you're supposed to use it only in a Bika where it's easier plowing, and you use it in a mountain and then it broke, so of course you're going to be chayiv. You use it in a place that that was more rugged. Ladush v'kitnes v'dash b'tavua pater. If you were supposed to thresh beans and instead you thresh grain and the animal slipped and hurt itself, so you're pater, because had you done what you were supposed to do, it for sure would have slipped, because beans are very slippery. Ladush b'tavua v'dash b'kitnes chayiv. But if you were supposed to do grain and instead it was threshing beans and it slipped, you're going to be chayiv b'neishah kitnes machlakes, because beans are much more slippery. So you should have expected that. So the assumption is it only got hurt because you did the wrong thing. Hasochar asachamar lahavi alechitim. If you rent a donkey in order to bring wheat on the donkey, vehevi aleh saorim, but instead it carries barley, and barley is not as heavy as wheat. So because it's carrying barley, you're able to have more bulk on the animal because it's less weight. So chayiv, you're chayiv to pay for the damages because maybe this animal can't handle that kind of bulk. Tavua vehevi aleh tevin. If we were supposed to bring grain and instead you brought straw again is lighter, so you add extra bulk. That bulk also makes it more difficult for the animal, not just weight. If you rent an animal to carry a lesach of chitim, a lesach is a certain size, it's a certain volume. The heavy lesach sarim, instead you bring a lesach of barley and the animal gets hurt, pater, because even though you didn't do what you were supposed to do, you didn't have more bulk on the animal, and you just gave it something lighter with the same bulk, so that you're going to be pater from. V'im hosef al nasa'o, but if you add extra bulk to the burden of the animal, chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv to pay. V'kama yosef al nasa'o v'yechayiv, how much extra bulk that you have to add in order to be chayiv. Sumcha som rishon Rav Meir. Sa'a l'gamal, shlosha kavin l'chamar. One sa'a for a gamal, three kav for a donkey. If whatever you added was less than that, then we don't attribute the damage done to the animal to the amount of bulk that you added to the animal. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Dal, we said that if you rent a cow to plow in a mountain and you instead plow in the easier terrain and the plow blade breaks, you're going to be pater. But if you plow in more rugged terrain than you were supposed to use and it breaks, then you're going to be chayiv. Similarly, if it was supposed to thresh on slippery beans and it threshed on grain which is less slippery and it slipped, you're going to be pater. But if you used it on something more slippery than it was supposed to be used for, then you're going to be chayiv. And in Mishnah Hey, we said that if you rent a donkey to carry wheat and instead you carry barley which is lighter, but because of that you add to the bulk or anything else that you add to the bulk of the animal, you're going to be chayiv, because bulk does make it harder for the animal. If you don't add to the bulk, you just give it a lighter load, then you're going to be pater. And then we had two opinions, one opinion rather, two types of animals, where we discussed how much added bulk is going to be considered to be too much extra that it's going to damage the animal. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav.